Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant and Radio Alabama Sports. Now, here are Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9 for Football Fiesta, live from Monte Alban No. 2 on the Ashland Square. I knew it. He does it every time.
Every time. Every week.
Coach, you can't listen to the commercials and go off your how you going to hear. But can you hear it?
No. No, you they're louder. They're louder.
Yeah, they're way louder. Don't just realize that.
Well, it's just our ninth time to be here. We'll have it down for the season.
He makes me turn him down. Then he can't hear when we start talking.
It'll come back.
Anyway, that's what it's good. It's good to have him back because he wasn't here for Football Fiesta.
Yes, it is good to have him back here with us.
It's real good to be back with you guys tonight, I'll tell you that.
I know it's good to have you back. Coach Giddens done a very good job last week filling in, but there's nothing like having Coach Weems here with us for Football Fiesta as we look back at last week's big win, as we'll look back at the win over Hopewell. We'll also, in the second segment, we'll be bringing our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week up here, that being Amari Ward, junior linebacker for the Volunteers, and also his position coach, Coach Horn, will be coming back in after we had him first week. So he's actually linebacker position coach. We'll be doing that in the second segment. And then in the third segment, we'll be looking at our opponent tomorrow night, the Beauregard Hornets.
Took him 8 weeks to get back as a position coach.
Yeah, it's a little slow there, wasn't it? took a little long there with the linebacker group, but Mari brought him back here tonight. And then in our last segment, we'll be looking at the 5A top 10 and also our opponents and how they fared. So you want to stick around. There's a lot crammed into an hour here from 6 to 7. Live from Monte Alban No. 2. Well, first of all, let's look back at the Central High School of Clay County. Big victory over Hopewell, 40-3. Big region win last week to push our overall record to 8-0. Just initial take before we go to stats, initial take on that big win last week. Coach Weems, you go first.
Well, it was a big region game, and Hopewell had played very well in the region, and they rolled in here with a very good record in the region. But the Volunteers jumped out early in that game, ran a very nice screen play to get the first score going there early, and never looked back from that point. And, towards the end of the game there in the second half, we had a lot of young guys that got to play again. And, that's happened. It's unusual in region games for your bench people to see a lot of action, but in our region games, they've actually played almost as much as the starters, if you really analyze the time. But the Volunteers jumped out early in that game against Hopewell, and never looked back.
They did, played well. I mean, right from the get go, you know, it was kind of come out and took care of business the way they needed to early on, and kind of established, you know, what they needed to do, and played a pretty clean game. You know, only not many penalties, and just kind of did what you expected them to do against that team, and got that region win. And the biggest thing about it puts them in position for what they're able to play for this week, working into their last region game.
Looking at the stats from last week, the Volunteers had 15 first downs to Hopewell's 10. We rushed the ball 28 times to their 30. We rushed for 150 yards. We held them to 79 yards, another opponent we keep under 100 yards rushing. And a lot of those rushes were late with substitutes in, by the way. We attempted 7 passes, completed 11. They attempted 20 for 11. We threw for 185 yards. They threw for 68. So that's a total of 335 yards for the balls. 147 to the Hopeful Bulldogs. Total number of plays, we ran 45 to their 41. They fumbled the ball twice, lost one. We had no fumbles. We had five penalties for 45, and Hopeful was only penalized twice for 20. So the Volunteers with a big, big night there. Overall, a dominant performance. Those stats show this dominant from top to bottom.
And, you know, we talked about this the other day, Rusty, but Volunteers with 150 rushing yards, 185 passing yards in this game. But, you know, the jet sweep, we ran several jet sweeps where we actually pitched the ball forward. And so it's classified as a pass. But to me, a jet sweep is a run, a running play. So, you know, if you kind of balance that out, we would have had more rushing than passing. But technically, I guess it is a pass because you're flipping it forward. And if it's fumbled, it would be ruled an incomplete pass. So that kind of skews our passing yardage when you factor in that jet sweep yardage.
We look at offensive stats here. We'll go to rushing. The Damian Boyd had 13 rushes for 66 yards, one touchdown. So Deshaun Gibbons had six rushes for 52 yards and three touchdowns. So made him count there running the football. Also, Kevin Cherry, four rushes for 16. Then Daylon Houston, five rushes for 16. Didn't he have a touchdown? I think we missed that there. Didn't Daylon Houston score a touchdown rushing the football
he,
there?
He scored the last touchdown.
Okay.
Six-yard run.
We don't want to question our statistician here, but I remember Daylon scoring that last touchdown there. So looking at Soap stats passing, he was 11 for 17 for 185 yards and one touchdown throwing the football. We look at our receiving stats, and a lot of receivers getting involved there. Damari Whetstone catching four passes for 49 yards. LaDamian Boyd catching two for 37 and one touchdown. And then we go down through the list there. Kevin Cherry with one catch. We also had Braxton Young with a catch there for 29. Taylor Boyd with one catch for 18. Tyler Boyd with a catch for 5 yards. And also Caden Glenn with one catch for 10 yards. Without those names down through there, I was afraid I wouldn't get down through there with those numbers, but I pulled it off. So
you did a good job.
But a lot of different receivers getting the football there and some big catches. When you look back at, Braxton Young, there's some people not playing. Braxton with a big reception there for 29 yards. Also, as I mentioned, Kevin Cherry there for 37. That little pass for Soap was in duress and then held up there, and he heaves the ball down our sideline. And Kevin makes that catch in the run. Just an outstanding play and a very athletic play there by Soap. And I'm not saying it because he's sitting right at the end of the table right down there. It's just that was an impressive play on both of their parts, two athletes making plays.
But, you know, Rusty, I think Soap actually was trying to throw that ball out of bounds, and Cherry just happened to be there.
Well, that's what Coach Horn said, did he say? And he shook his head yes, that was so. So, hey, when you do things right so much, sometimes the ball's going to roll in your favor. And that was impressive for him to get it off.
On both ends, you know, it was impressive. And, you know, he did a good job getting it off and not getting a sack. But it was an unusual play, to say the least.
Coach Herron, I know you got the line stats. They were challenged there by the Hopeful Bulldogs on Friday night.
They were. You know, we always three of our five guys up there on the front actually, you know, blocking into the blue with a 70 or higher. We had Chance Helms, our center, at 71, and then our left guard Cole Rice and our right tackle Noah Peterson both at 77. So, you know, three of our five, you know, up in the blue above 70% where we shoot for there. The other guys coming up a little short, you know, this week. But, you know, they kind of paved the way for those 150 rushing yards on that and not giving up, you know. And of course, then the jet sweeps that kind of factor in almost like a rushing play, as Coach Williams mentioned. So, you know, a solid night there across the front. Always room for improvement and some things that we need to, you know, we need to continue to get better at there. But, you know, those guys have come a long way, and if you look back to the first of the year, they've developed and turned into a pretty good offensive line to get us to this point where we are now.
And you know, Coach, that group could have their stiffest challenge tomorrow night.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, not any question. You know, it's odd how your region schedule falls out, and it comes down to just, you know, it just but the draw that the coaches got together and drew those region schedules and drew those numbers or out of a hat or however they done it. And it comes down to our final region game, you know, being, you know, for if we can pull this thing off tomorrow night, we will have been able to went through it undefeated and claim that region championship. And it's kind of odd how that happens, but that's the task in front of the Vols tomorrow night, and that's what we'll be going down there to do.
Well, you mentioned that, and you look at Beauregard, it seems to be a consistent of late that we're playing them late. And one thing, we're going back down there 2 years in a row.
Right.
It just seems like a very similar thing, very similar last year. You know, you're playing for this similar scenario there, and it seems like we played them late. I didn't look exactly at the schedule, but it seemed like a late play. And kind of us and Beauregard's been battling for this Region 4 title a lot of years, and it's getting to be a consistent there with those Hornets, and for good reason. They're a very competitive, consistent competitive team down there.
It is.
But you know, Hopeful, we look back at Hopeful. Hopeful's kind of new, is obviously new to our region, but Hopeful's been a consistent playoff team.
They have been.
From, I think they're normally, they've been in like Region 2, right, or 3 down there for the most part, but they've been a playoff team most years. And honestly, I don't guess they're out of the playoff battle yet. They still have that opportunity in front of them. I don't have those stats in front of me, but I think they still have a shot to get into the playoffs, just Hopeful. Am I right about that, best y'all remember?
If they could win out over the next couple of weeks, I think they would be, you know, battling in there for those.
Them, Elmore County, and Valley.
Yeah, that's those two of those three are still in.
Well, you know,
in the running for those
Valley
spots.
And Elmore County right now have two wins apiece and two losses, and Hopeful has three. So if Hopeful wins tomorrow and one of those lose, we may have some tiebreakers get involved. And there's still a game next week.
The Hopeful and Valley play each other, so I think that's the key. If they could those head-to-heads.
Mm-hmm.
And Beauregard plays a region game next week, but I'm not sure who it's against.
I'm not either.
No, I don't know next week.
I had looked at their schedule, but I don't have it right here in front of me. So,
Beauregard.
Beauregard plays
next week.
Hopeful.
Okay.
Valley next week. Okay, Beauregard and Valley play next week. It's good to have Coach Horn down there.
Good to have him right
and
there.
And it's good to realize he's actually listening, too.
Yeah.
But,
Rusty, everybody's listening to this program.
Well, I mean,
on Thursday night.
Well, you have to just check to see, you know what I'm saying? Is everybody really locked in? And we just found out that they are. So, you know, we know all the ones listening to us wherever you're at, but we have to make sure the ones that's on site are listening. Because Heathbone's running that speaker, and we got to make sure it's working. You know what I'm saying? Got to check it. Make a check on Heathbone. So, well, I tell you what, we'll take a break from this segment right now and get prepared for our second segment, where we'll be bringing in the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week and Amari Ward, and that's presented by Britches and Bows. We'll also be bringing in Coach Horn, as Coach Heron will be giving up his seat. So you want to stick around right here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alba, number 2 on the Ashland Square.
Ashland Auto Parts is ready to help tackle your vehicle's needs. They offer a wide selection of high-quality parts, tools, and accessories, plus the ability to service personal or commercial vehicles. So strike up the band, march confidently down the field, and stay game day ready with Ashland Auto Parts. Highway 9 and 2nd Street in downtown Ashland. Open Monday through Saturday.
Fall is finally here, and Buddy Sports Country has absolutely everything you need to make your upcoming hunting trip a success. They have a huge selection of deer blinds and shooting houses. Buddy Sports Country is an authorized Benelli and Browning firearms dealer, and they have a giant showroom filled with shotguns and rifles, with even more arriving daily. Buddy's is located at 8401 Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where the sales tax is only 6%. The phone number is 256-253-2254. Open 8 till 5. Tuesday through Saturday, Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán, number two on the Aston Squares. We bring a couple of special guests in here with us for this segment. We've got Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week, Amari Ward. Good to have you, Amari.
Thank you.
Let me get my Amari turned up here.
He don't talk much.
I coached him way back in the day. I coached him in basketball, actually, coach. But he'll smile at you, won't he?
Yeah.
Smile. Yeah. He's ready to talk here. Then we got Coach Horn. Coach Horn gets a little. He gets a little shy to the mic every once in a while too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, not really. But it's good to have you, Coach.
Good to be here again.
Well, it's a little extra meaning when you get one of your position players, one of your players, linebackers, getting the player of the week. Speak to that a little bit. Speak to Amari. There was a few weeks earlier in the year where he had really, really good weeks, and a lot of people have had good stats. He's been very deserving in other games, but had a really good night on Friday night as well.
Oh, yeah, he did. Amari's been consistent all year long. You know, he's used to be playing outside linebacker, and this year we moved him. And, you know, there's a big difference in playing outside and inside. A little bit more physicality is required on the inside. From day one, he stepped up in there and has done a really good job. And, you know, he's been a headhunter and the Blue Heat, you know, just about not every week, but, you know, several times. And his, like he's been, you know, doing it all his career on the inside, but you know, he's been consistent, and I'm proud of the way he carries himself. Great kid, and works hard in the weight room and practices hard, and I mean, he's just a joy to be around, and has developed to be a really good inside linebacker.
Well, Coach, we'll look back at last Friday night stats for Amari. Amari had three solo tackles, one defensive touchdown, one fumble recovery. He was a defensive points leader at 16 and also graded an 85. And I know you're doing that grade, and an 85 grade's a solid, solid grade for an inside linebacker, I would say.
Very solid. And, I mean, most of the time, in, you know, early part of the year, they were getting 70s and on up, and you know, as the season goes on, you know, that we're getting a little bit better in there. And, yeah, 85 is a great score. And, of course, he's been in the 80s several times. How many times do you remember, Amari?
Like three or four.
Yeah. I mean, about half the time, you know, he's been in the 80s. So, you know, he's getting better. And
missed one week for injury.
And you know, good thing is we have him back, you know, again next year. I'm not sure whether he'll play inside or outside. I mean, Amari's one of those. He could play several positions, and, you know, it's always good to have people like that in case, you know, you need him in another position. But I'm really proud of how he's come on and played.
Well, we look at Amari's yearly stats. He's had an interception. We remember that. And he's been around a lot of interceptions. He seems to find the football there, getting back in. And multiple times he's had a couple of pass breakups, a couple of quarterback hurries. He's had multiple tackles. He's had, let's see, no tackles for unassisted tackle, 17 on 22. I need a ruler here. And assist tackle 16 for a total points of 107 on the season. So a very high mark that he's at. Amari, I know I talked to your uncle a little bit earlier in the week or the other week, and I was talking about it, and I said, when did you tell Amari? When did he find out about it? And he was talking about it, and he said, you said, well, I didn't even think I had that good of a night.
Mm-mm.
So he's, and we did see, we felt like you did, obviously, and Coach Horn does. You graded that well, but speak to Friday night and what you feel like made the difference, even though you didn't think you had a great night.
I don't know, man.
I mean, you scored a touchdown. I mean, that's a big thing to score on. How many defensive touchdowns have we had this year? Two?
Two.
I think.
We had a pick six somewhere along the line.
And we had this one.
But those pass breakups that Amari had, they should have all been interceptions. but he missed several interceptions this year, and he knows it too.
And especially early in the year, there was a couple times where he just kept finding those curl zones or getting out there and some of the screen plays. I remember one, and I remember him getting mad at himself a few times that he felt like he could have had a few more of those interceptions. But it was good to see him rewarded on a fumble recovery and pickup and being able to advance that into the end zone. Amari making the swap, he mentioned you've been an outside linebacker in the past, and you made the move to inside. How much of an adjustment has that been?
You just got to be physical down there and inside. It's not like outside. Really, on outside, just playing the pass more than on the inside. Got to be ready for them big boys down there. Got to be ready.
There's some bigger beef coming off at you in there than there was all the time on the outside. I get that. And Amari, not the biggest presence in there as far as body. I mean, Amari, you might – let's see what we've got him listed at. What we got Amari listed at? 5'9", 170, is that about right?
Yeah, you can say that, yeah.
You can say that. You can say, well, that's what we are going to say, but you get, but Amari's a junior. So not the biggest guy in there, but he plays big. And you know, up there fighting against, I mean, we look straight across from you like tomorrow night there, the guard, it's 6'2", 280. So you'll be a little bit outweighed, but you use your speed and athleticism very well in there and made a big difference. Coach Williams, I ain't been letting you talk, so I'll let you.
Well,
I know you got some questions.
I was going to ask Amari, you scored 16 points on the defensive sheet this week. Is that the most you've ever scored in a game?
Yes, sir.
When do you check that sheet on the board? Monday?
As soon as
you can on Monday?
Yeah, I try to Monday. Okay. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you another question. Y'all ever do a drill called Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
Where you got five linemen there?
Mm-hmm.
Five defensive, five offensive, you've got a back.
Yeah, there.
Well, I remember one year we did that drill almost, pretty regular. Coach Horn added a linebacker to that drill.
Mm-hmm.
And so nobody could block him because, you know, it was five on five up front and one running back. Have you ever got to be that linebacker?
Yeah, there. Did it this spring, I think.
I always felt like if I was playing, that's the job that I would want to do in Oklahoma is be that linebacker.
Yeah.
Because you just read where the back's going and go make the tackle.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's supposed to be all the time for the linebacker, Coach Holmes?
Yeah.
One question that I always have to ask when it comes to a position player that's head coach is their position coach. What's it like having your head coach, Coach Horn, being your position coach?
It's an honor, you know. Got the best coach in the state as your position coach. Can't ask for more.
I agree, and that was well said. Well, Coach, stepping up and being able to, I mean, I know your coaching staff is not as full as you would like it. You would probably might prefer not to be coaching the position all the time, but moving in the inside linebackers, you've been doing that for a couple of years. How much you enjoy doing that?
Oh, I enjoy it, and gives me more involvement with the players and with the defense. And of course, I've done it for last several years, but I've done it before, and I enjoy it. I really do. I enjoy coaching inside linebackers, and luckily, I've got some good players, there. To coach, and it's nice.
speak to some of those players that you have there in that inside linebacker group. And I've been noticing some of those guys have been kind of rotating around. Some of your guys have been playing some defensive linemen, especially in third and long situations. But speak to some of your guys there in your group.
Well, obviously we got Amari, and he's a first-year starter. And you know, Mullins, he's a sophomore, and he's a first-year starter. And he's gotten better. You know, I was a little concerned of, you know, being a sophomore and starting. But he's come on and played well. And you know, he kind of puts us in the right defense each time. And Amari does too. But both of them has really excelled, especially the last several games. And Cole Watts, you know, we use him a good bit. We basically got a three-man rotation, and sometimes, you know, we put Cam Mullins down, and put Cole in there at linebacker, and sometimes we put Cole down, you know, so they could get a little bit more experience there on the defensive line, and you know, we got seven, eight linebackers, most of them are young. In there, and Cole Rice, we kind of moved him over a couple games ago, and he actually needs a little game experience, and I didn't really want to take a chance of getting him hurt last week, but we probably should have put him in a couple plays there, and you know, Cole used to play linebacker a long time ago, but he's going to be a good linebacker, and already is really, and really hasn't had that much experience. And we got some young ones that eventually is going to get up. Austin McCollum, you know, the other night he was like a tackle. I think I just one tackle away from sharing headhunter, you know. And he played well when the second team was in there. You know, he was all over the field, and so.
And I imagine, Coach, with all these. That group having so many young guys, you probably gonna want to coach them next year.
Yeah, I mean we got a lot coming back on both sides. You know, the ball. You know, we got a lot of skilled people, at seniors, but line and linebackers. And you know, this year we you know lost from last year out of the box there in defense. You know, we lost four out of five starters, and. But next year, in the box, we'll have all five of them back. So I'm not counting the outside backers. We'll have one of them back. So we'll have a good bit back, you know, on both sides other than skill positions next year.
Well, Coach, I wanted to mention that last year, of course, I think Damari Whetstone was still getting some snaps in there at inside linebacker, but you had Kobe Johnson and you had
Stewart.
Stewart, you had some long-time, yeah. Physical, very good players. And I know coming into this year when you moved Amari inside, I mean, you were having to look for – these guys didn't have a – I mean, Cam Mullins got a few reps as a freshman, but you didn't have a lot of depth there. And the way that linebacker crew's come on, it's been impressive because of those guys that had been doing it for multiple years.
Yeah, I mean, last year they were two-year starters, both of them. And I think Kobe may have been three-year starter, but – you know, they were solid on the inside, and you know, there's no substitute for experience, and they both had experience in there and could make plays. But yeah, these new ones we got this year, they're gradually getting better, and that's what you want. You know, you want to be playing your best toward the end, and I've been real pleased with them. And you know, you had them two and Cole Watts and Cole Rice, and I think we got, you know, four linebackers that, you know, I'm not four on the inside that I wouldn't be scared to play them at any time. So, you know, some of the younger ones are not quite ready yet, but that we're going to keep working with them. And so I think, you know, from a depth standpoint, next year we'll have a lot more depth in those positions now, and special, I mean, and the backs and receivers, you know, maybe not so much, but in linebackers and defense and offensive line, I think the depth will be a lot better next year.
Well, Coach Williams, you got anything for these two before we let them go here?
Well, the only thing, Amari, tough tough matchup tomorrow night. Beauregard, they, you know, I watched a little film. They like to run a buck sweep, so that'll be an easy read for you.
Yes, sir.
Being there, but you know, I hope you can have another good game statistically here, like some of these numbers, and maybe make some more big plays tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
And congratulations on winning that award from last week's game.
Thank you.
I'll say one more thing before I leave. Congratulate the, and y'all may have already mentioned this, the junior high team went undefeated this year. And, you know, is it, people don't understand how hard it is to go undefeated, whether it's junior high or varsity or whatever. And, you know, they went 7-0, and Coach Farr and his staff has really done a good job with them this year. And they got, you know, I saw a lot of improvement as the year went on, and I'd just like to congratulate them and the coaching staff and, you know, the players for a great, great year.
Yeah, it is good coaching. I know it's been mentioned, but I don't know that we've mentioned it on this show, so I'm glad you did. But you're right. It's hard to go undefeated in anything. And one thing that I noticed is, you know, you play a lot of teams twice in that junior high schedule. And some of those teams, they, you know, were very close games early on. They seem to win by a bigger margin on every game that they played a second time. So
you
could see the improvement. So that was huge to see. Well, Amari, I want to give you a chance to say, is anybody you want to thank or anything you'd like to say before we let you go here?
I'd like to thank my coaches and my teammates. Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. You got a big table over there that's staring at you behind the speaker over there you're hiding from. I know you're glad to have them, and you got a good support staff over there. And I know I'm proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
At this time, we're going to give Amari Ward, the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Game, for the Clay Central versus Hopeful game on October the 11th, 2024, and this is presented by Britches and Bows. Congratulations, Amar. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
This time, we're going to take a little break right here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alba, number 2 on Ashland Square.
At Farmhouse & Company Restaurant, food is not all that they do. Farmhouse is involved in the local community that involves being a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. They also host events for kids, they bring in live music on the patio, and don't forget bingo nights every Thursday at 6:30. Farmhouse & Company is located downtown Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-3050. Open Thursdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. It's more than food. It's fun and family at Farmhouse and Company.
Simple, fast, accurate. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We know life moves fast, and that's why we've made banking simple. With our cutting-edge mobile app, you can manage your finances anytime from anywhere life takes you, like paying bills, transferring funds, and even check deposits right from your phone. Banking that fits your lifestyle. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville. Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-2131. With First Capital Insurance, you're not just a policy number, you're family.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
We welcome you back here for Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alba, number 2 on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, joined by Coach Jerry Weems, back in his seat and back with his headset on, Coach Chris Herring. We just had the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week, that being Amari Ward, and we've also had, and I may have to adjust here in a little bit, and we also had his position coach, head coach Danny Horn. Coach, I always like to give you an opportunity. You give up your headset here as we do this each week. I want to give you your opportunity to speak about Amari Ward and what you've seen from him and also Coach Horn.
Fun to watch Amari. He does a tremendous job at linebacker, playing that position. And you know, you look at him. Now, when you just see him, and like seeing him here tonight, you wouldn't think, just to see him standing there, you probably wouldn't put him at a linebacker position. That's not where you'd think he would play, you know, because of his stature. But, man, he does what a job he does right there, and making those reads and taking that coaching that Coach Horn gives him and by being disciplined and making those reads the right way, able to get where he gets and make the plays that he makes and how he's improved at that throughout this year, you know, and not having a lot of experience there. But it's been fun to watch his development at linebacker and very deserving of that award.
I think we got a couple of birthdays.
It seems like we do. We got some singing going on.
We got some Quinn Wilkerson's over here.
Okay.
That's having a birthday.
All right.
And a football player and a cheerleader.
How about that? Look at there.
So I think we should mention that. Happy birthday to JT and Kenley Wilkerson.
It's a good looking cake over there. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You might get the hint there.
Yeah, it's a good looking cake.
Look at red, white, and blue.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
It
right?
is. It is.
Snuck in here. Look here. Now we're getting some.
My goodness.
Things is getting.
Look at it. We got flowers.
Those for JT.
They've got flowers. Oh, look, there's JT. There's JT.
Yeah, got him a blue
bear. Huggy bear, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, that's perfect, right?
Yeah, that's good
always
stuff.
Good to celebrate. Well, let's move on into Beauregard. I know Coach Weems is chopping at the bit here to talk about Beauregard. he's watched Beauregard on film, as we all have a little bit. They're coached by Justin Jones. Coach Jones in his fourth season there at Beauregard. He's 25-15 there. They're 5-2 on the year. He's 12 total years of coaching, where he's 72-55. He coached at Cordova, New Brockton, and also Floralla. So, you know, Coach Jones there, you guys were able to talk to him this morning. And are you able to listen to him talk, or however you want to look at that? Because he does a good job.
He came in hot with his skint back
and ready. He had the hammer back and ready to go when you opened him up. And I talked to him on Monday, and he was the same way with me when it wasn't on the radio. So it's just his personality, and enjoy talking to Coach Jones. But what's you guys taking? What's your expectations now? Be careful here, Coach. You got to save your Frank's Point of View keys to the game till tomorrow. So don't share too much here. But what's your take on the Beauregard Hornets?
Well, they're impressive, really, on offense. Big, strong offensive line. We talked about, they're 270, 280, 280. The right tackle is only 190, so a little bit small there. But they're good size. They're physical. They get off the football well. A sophomore quarterback, Jacob Jones.
That's Coach Jones' son.
And you can tell he's a coach's son. Very organized, very detailed, and does a good job. But their running back,
Jaden Holloway.
Holloway, he's a physical type runner, and he's their leading rusher. He has almost 600 yards on the year. And you got to remember, they've had two open weeks, so they played one less game than most people. But Holloway, a real good runner. You heard me mention the fact they run a lot of buck sweep with him, where both guards are pulling and leading, and they do a lot of RPO type stuff too, trying to get Jones out on the edge where he's got an option to run or throw. And when you look at their receivers, they've got four receivers that they can go to, and you know, one with almost 500 yards, one with almost 400, one with three. So they're balanced on offense. You know, quarterback, the running back, and the receiving group. Very good team offensively, and I'll let Coach Heron talk some more about them on the offensive side.
I'll tell you one thing real quick that I wanted to mention. That probably, you know, you don't expect it to come into play, but their backup quarterback, which had got a lot of reps, you know where he's at now? He's at Valley. He moved a week ago.
Really?
He did. Just some information I got. Caden Foreman, the junior, which he had been, you know, went 6 for 9 for 119 yards. And my understanding, he's going to be eligible to play either this week or at least eligible by next week.
And if they made a legitimate move, if the family made a legitimate move, he would be.
Just something to keep in mind there. Huh, maybe
that's interesting.
He could actually, Coach Horn shared with us, they're playing each other next week.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have been with that team and 2 weeks later quarterback against his own the team he just left.
You don't hear that very often.
And Bradley's still battling for that. For a playoff spot as well.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to get that in.
That's okay. You know, offensively, like Coach Williams said, I mean, you know, they're averaging about a little over 28 points a game. Their offense, you know, the Holloway kid, you know, he's a big cutback runner. That's one thing we're going to have to do. You know, we've got to do a good job if the play goes, you know, away from you. We've got to do a good job of staying at home because he's one of those guys that he's looking to cut back when he gets those opportunities. The big, strong offensive line led by a couple of those big guys up there, 55 and 65, and heavy on the RPO, probably well over 50% of their plays actually have an RPO element to them, where that quarterback, you know, eight's got the option of pulling that thing in and throwing some kind of pass off of it or continuing on with a run play. So it's an offense that's you can tell the it's not surprising that the quarterback is the coach's son, because those guys seem to, you know, do things just a little, have a little extra something about them, but they do a good job offensively with what they do, running their, you know, their version of the spread and the things out of it.
I'll tell you something, Coach, and you mentioned them. Those left two offensive linemen, 55 and 65,
mm-hmm.
Fields and Welch, both sophomores. 1'6", 1'270", 1'6", 280.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Jones mentioned that. Cub Jones, coach's son there, he's also a sophomore. A very sophomore-heavy football team. Look at here.
Yeah.
Sophomore-heavy football team. Thank you.
Thanks.
As we get our birthday cake.
Absolutely.
Coach asked for it, and we got it.
I'm in.
But you look at that team. Now, they have some seniors, you know, Holloway, a senior running back. They have a senior right guard. But Coach mentioned, I think they only have 12 seniors on the squad. And really something to keep in mind is all these sophomores for the future and what that's going to look like when we move forward, continuing to play the Beauregard Hornets is that sophomore – heavy team.
Well, that kind of plays into what Coach Horn was talking about a while ago. All his returning starters on the interior of his defense, and these guys, for them, a lot of them be coming back too, you know, even next year.
Yeah, I think there's 7 or 8 starting sophomores.
Wow.
For Beauregard, which is a huge number.
That is.
And for them to be as good as they are starting young players like that. So that's just something to keep in mind for the future.
And when you look, Rusty, at the other side of the ball, the defensive side, Coach Jones mentioned this morning his Mike linebacker, Caleb Piner, a senior, but he was very proud of him because he's really come on and doing a great job there in the middle of the defense. And, you know, their defensive unit's going to throw a lot of stuff at us. You know, they're going to play a 4-2, they're going to 3-3 some, and a couple of other looks, and they – when they get in that 3-3, they like to send a lot of linebackers and do a lot of different things. So I think it's going to be a challenge for our offensive line, you know, to have their head up, communicate with each other, because there's going to be a lot of things thrown at them in there tomorrow night.
Well, you mentioned that, Coach, that 3-3 stack. I think we mentioned it at some point off the air. But it's kind of the old 3-3 stack, something you went through a period where you saw a lot.
Right.
But is this the first time, Coach, you've been out there helping a little? I mean,
this year, it's the first time this year.
Yes, it is.
It
got to where most people ran it.
It was it became very common, and then it's kind of backed away, and you don't see it as much as it. But at one time, it was the going thing.
And that is their thing. They're stunting, their gap control, they're hitting different places and different gaps to control.
And
it's a challenging thing to block.
And regardless of their front, whether it's the 3-front or the 4-2 or the or their 3-4 version or their 5-1, They're down guys very rarely are just playing a base technique. They're slanting, they're pinching, looking to penetrate, looking to make things bounce. They're going to mix that front up, you know, with the different, the 3-3, the 4-2, the 5-1. And their box personnel defensively, very good personnel in the box with a lot of movement, which makes our offensive line, you know, they've got a big challenge there, as big a challenge as they've had all year. You know, we our first step is very important, coming off low, getting our hat placement correct, you know, and making that a very physical game. But the first thing is you know, knowing where that first step's carrying us, but, and then blocking what shows, because you never know, you know, who's going to be moving where, and they're going to do a lot of movement post-snap up there on the front.
Well, we look forward to inspecting a good game. We're going to take our last break and get ready to look at the 5A Top 10 and also our opponents, how they fared, and who they'll play this week. So you'll want to stick around right here on Football Fiesta Live on Classic Country 90.9.
Your local real estate professional, Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group, is a Clay County native. Spencer is licensed in Alabama and Georgia and services landowners throughout East Central Alabama. He specializes in selling recreational properties, farms, and rural homesteads. Spencer is also a member of the Poultry South team and is dedicated to helping you get top market value for your property. For a market evaluation on your property, the phone number is 256-283-3198. Spencer Loveless of Southeastern Land Group is the official land agent of Volunteer Voices on Classic Country 90.9. A brisket biscuit. It's more than a tongue twister, it's a taste bud pleaser. Sassy's convenience store in Lineville features smoked brisket as one of their many breakfast items. Sassy's also has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuits, and you can even add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9. Let's face it, selling a poultry farm is a lot different than selling a home or land. Poultry South understands the unique needs of a poultry farmer. Things like biosecurity, cash flows, poultry house construction, poultry equipment, and government regulations all play a major role in buying and selling poultry farms. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group has years of experience handling all the do's and don'ts in the industry. Since 2012, Poultry South has been the go-to source for the state of Alabama, Georgia, and across the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com, proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville proudly support the Radio Alabama Foundation and the Clay Central Sports Network. From farm fresh fruits and vegetables to frozen meals and dairy products, Piggly Wiggly is ready to serve you. They also have many local high school students who learn the value of teamwork and customer service as valuable employees. Located in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, Piggly Wiggly, down home, down the street.
Hunters, you've waited patiently to harvest the perfect deer. When you finally make that happen, it's time to fill up the freezer from your successful hunt. Matthews Meat Market provides deer processing for our local community. From sausage to steaks, jerky to burger, Matthews Meat Market is ready to help fill your freezer. Located 61272 Highway 49 north of Lineville. The phone number for Matthews Meat Market is 256-396-5694. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday, except for Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market. From the local woods to a local table, proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
This is Rusty Taylor, the voice of the Volunteers, and I got myself a heel deal.
Hi, this is Coach Jerry Weems. I found myself a heel of a deal at Heel Auto Sales in Lineville.
This is Coach Chris Herra, and I got myself a heel deal at Heel Auto Sales.
Located downtown Lineville, Heel Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Heel Auto Sales, a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here as there's cake everywhere on our papers here. That'll be a reminder. You could reach down there and lick it, Coach.
I think that fell off your plate.
Icing and everything everywhere. Now, that was good. Man, that was good.
Wasn't no icing left on
my plate. I'm glad they had a birthday. Happy birthday, Wilkinson.
that was very good. Let's look at Coach Weems. Looks like he's loaded and ready here. Are you not loading ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. If we want to do it.
Well, we want to do that. Which order we want to go in? We'll let Coach Herring go first. I wasn't sure if you was ready, Coach. We'll let Coach Herring go first. He'll go with our schedule and how they fared last week and who they play this week.
We'll look at it. We got the Hanley Tigers last week. They lost to the Tallahassee Tigers 31-22. Their record falls to 5-3 overall and 2-3 in their region. This week, they'll be traveling over to Talladega, taking on the Talladega Tigers this week. Benjamin Russell, their record still the same, 3-4, 2-2 in region play. They were open last week. This week, they're traveling up to take on the Pelham Panthers up in Shelby County, up making the trip up 280 again. The Valley Rams last week, they fell to Elmore County 20-14, falling to 3-4 overall, 2-2 in region play. And this week, they will be traveling to Hopeful. Marbury, 0-7, the Bulldogs are now, 0-4 in region play. They lost to Sylacauga last week, 7-0. This week, they will be at Elmore County. There's Sylacauga picking up that 7-0 win over Marbury last week. Even in their record up at 4-4, their first win in the region, they're sitting at 1-3. And they are the team in the region with the open date tomorrow night. Scottsboro, they're 6-2 now on the year. 4-1 in region play after dropping the game last week to Gunnersville. 34-7, Scottsboro losing to Gunnersville last week. 34-7.
I didn't expect that one at all.
I don't think any of us expected quite that kind of score. They'll be back trying to get in the win column this week as they host Arab at home in a region game up there at Scottsboro. Elmore County, of course, last week they won at Valley. We've already mentioned they improved 4-2, 2-2 in region play. This week they are at Marbury. Hopeful last week losing to our Vols 40-3. Their record falls to 2-5, 1-3 in region play, and they are hosting Valley tomorrow night. Of course, there's Beauregard, 5-2, 4-0 in region play. They were open last week. They had the week off, and they'll be hosting our Vols tomorrow night as we make the trip down. This will be the ninth meeting between Clay Central and Beauregard. Central leading that series 6-2 all time. The last meeting last year, the Vols winning 49-7 at Beauregard last year. And then Pell City, they picked up a win last week. They improved to 3-4, 2-3 in their region. They defeated Shades Valley last week by a score of 34-20. And this week, they'll be making the trip to Pinson Valley to take on those Indians in region play for the Pell City Panthers.
Coach Weems, share the 5A top 10.
Okay, well, let's look at the 5A top 10 and who they play this week. Hanging in at number one is still Catholic of Montgomery, and they will be playing Greenville tomorrow night. Gunnersville, the number two ranked team, knocking off Scottsboro last week. They'll play Boaz this week. The number three team, of course, the Central Volunteers, will be going down to Beauregard. Number four, the Vigor Wolves, and a big game tomorrow night down in the Mobile area. Vigor will be playing number seven, Williamson. So one of those two teams will pick up a loss tomorrow night. The other one will be in the driver's seat for that region.
And I'll tell you something else about that game, is that's going to decide who our region one winner would likely face in region two. I mean, in round two. I looked at the bracket, and the number two out of that will be playing a number three out of the other region. So that could be who we would face in either Vigor or Williamson. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A lot of playoff implications.
The team that loses that will probably play our number one in the second round.
Yeah, that would be a tough match for us and for them as well. So that's something to keep an eye on. The number five team, Fairview from up in North Alabama, they'll play Sardis tomorrow night. Number six is Moody. They'll be playing Springville. And then, of course, number seven is Williamson. We mentioned they'll be playing the Vigor team. Number eight is Corner. Corner continues to move up the list. They play John Carroll Friday night. Number nine is Leeds. They'll play Center Point. Number 10, that moved into the top 10 this week for the first time, Russellville. They'll play West Point. And then five other teams in 5A received votes. Right on the edge of being back in the top 10 is Scottsboro. So maybe we'll see them again before the year is over. Demopolis, Winona, Arab and Northside all receive votes in 5A. So that's a look at your 5A top 10 and who they play tomorrow night. And Rusty, you may have hit on this earlier, but a look at 5A Region 4, our region. Of course, the Volunteers 5-0 in region games. Beauregard 4-0. Tomorrow night will be the championship game in that region. We have a couple of teams that are 2-2, Elmore County and Valley. 1-4 Sylacauga, 1-3 is Hopewell, and then, of course, 0-4 is Marbury. So still Clay Central and Beauregard pretty much have two spots locked up, and it's a battle between right now Elmore County, Valley, Hopewell. All still have a chance. Two of those three.
Hopewell and Valley's game tomorrow night will probably determine which team gets in.
Yeah, if Hopewell loses, it's probably going to put them out for sure.
But if Hopewell wins, it's probably going to put them in.
Yeah.
But not assuredly, because Valley plays the next week. So it's a lot to happen, but Hopewell still with a – that's a big game tomorrow night in region play, just like the ours against Beauregard.
And, of course, the top two teams – in our region, we'll play at home the first round. The other two will travel. So that's where we stand right now in Region 4.
And we'll be matching up with that's Region 2, correct, in the first round. So our 1 plays their 4, our 2 plays their 3, our so on. That's it. And 4s and 1s and 2s and 3s. So we'll swap around and play each other. Coach Herron, anything as we get ready to close this football fiesta? It seemed like it flew by here today.
It moved on, man. It sure did. We appreciate everybody being a part of it. And we had to, here we are now about 24 hours away from kickoff, and it's a big game, a T-shirt game. You know, you call it – this is one of those you win this game, you're probably going to get a T-shirt playing for that region championship. And this would be actually the 5th region championship in a row is what the Vols are playing for. That's a pretty good streak.
It definitely is. Coach Weems, as we get ready to close out this broadcast here and this football fiesta.
Well, I know there's a lot of excitement down in Beauregard about this game tomorrow night. They're playing at home. They'll have a big crowd. So, you know, we need to take a group down there and match their intensity from the stands. And because it's a huge football game, and it's going to have big implications to get yourself set up for the upcoming playoffs.
Just a few things we want to mention again. Will be our time tomorrow night for our broadcast there. The Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show will start at 6:30, and we'll move right in to the game of the week there at 7. So you want to join us however you're listening to us tonight here on Classic Country 90.9. Then on Saturday morning, you can hear myself and Tommy Wood as we'll talk a little bit about the game and then other things around for Volunteer Voices. So that's from 8 to 10. Each Saturday morning, you can catch that Saturday morning. Then at 10 o'clock, we'll have a replay of tomorrow night's matchup. That'll be played there on the radio from 10 till finished, from the first snap to the last snap. You can catch that. As always, you can catch three-point stance from 8 to 10 each and every weekday morning from 8 to 10. They're a different group each day or somewhat. There's three consistents. I don't even know if I can say three consistents. Maybe I should say two consistents and in a rotation. I hope Dave's listening. Yeah. But anyway, just a joke there that kind of – a little bit of an inside joke, but it's an outside joke because everybody knows it, right? But Dave knows it too. But you can find more about Volunteer Athletics and things there and all kind of sports in general there each and every week. Anything, Coach, there you want to mention about that before I?
I'd like to mention this is tomorrow night you two will be right there in the crowd.
We will. We'll be in the visitors' bleachers. Heath Bone will be there streaming it up right next to us. And we'll be right there. And it's kind of neat to
and
be
just,
with
just
the
a thought here, Rusty.
It is a good place to be.
Just a thought, Rusty. We could get some hot dogs or things there since we're going to be in the crowd.
We've been getting spoiled a little bit. We had somebody bring us barbecue last week. So,
right.
You know, expectations.
No, tell them what you'll get.
But I did hear a little something about after the game, but I ain't going to say that. May make us not getting to stop a little bit better, a little bit easier. But we'll see, won't we, Harry?
Yeah, well, we're not stopping.
Well, no, that's one thing we know.
Whatever you can come up with, yeah.
I don't know if it stopped. We had a flat. I don't know. But one thing to mention about that.
Come in on the rim.
We will be getting a courtesy vehicle from Hill
Auto Sales.
We'll be taking that and then taking care of our pregame meal down there. We'll stop in Opelika at Full Moon Barbecue, hooking us up there tomorrow with our pregame meal. So kind of some recommendations. Well, until next time, God bless and go Vols.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.